that apply. We're in doing the laws of Shema, and we're up to in chapter 65, and we're doing subsection 2, and this is a very practical day-to-day occurrence that happens in the shul, at least in our shul. So what happens is, Kora Kriya Shema, a person who has already read the Shema, but V'nichnas Lebeit HaKnesses, but you go into a Beit Knesses, to a synagogue, U'motzot Tzipur Shekoidim Kriya Shema, and you see that the people there are reading the Shema. So he says, Tzorich Likrois Imohem Pasuk Rishon. You must read with them the first verse. So if they're saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, even though you did already, you must also join in and say the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the reason why you must do that is, Shelo Yireo Ki Ilu Eino Reitze Lekabalo El Malchus Shemayim Mechaveirov. So it should not appear as if you're not willing to accept the yoke of the heavenly kingdom together with your friends, because everybody's saying Shema Yisrael, which is basically accepting Hashem's kingdom, and you're sort of abstaining and you're not part of it, so that would seem like you are separating yourself. So then you should join. The same thing is true, V'hu adin shar dover shatzibur oimrim. It would be also true for other things that the community says, kigoyim. For example, when they say Tehillah LeDavid, that's the Ashrei, begins with the words Ashrei, but it's really from Psalms, Psalms 145, which begins with the words Tehillah LeDavid. Ashrei is the last verse from the previous Psalms, from Kuf Mem Dalet. But when you say Tehillah LeDavid, that Psalms, Tzorich Likra Imohem, you should read it along with them. Shekein Derech Eretz, for this is the respect. Respect is to do. When you're saying praise that David gave to Hashem, you join in. V'hu adin, and the same thing is true, not only if you're walking in from the outside, but let's say you're in the synagogue already. Imu b'beis haknesses, you're in the synagogue. V'aymer divrei tachanunim, you're saying words of begging. You're davening to Hashem, but you're not, oipsukim. Or verses b'mokum sharoy lifsik, and you're in a place where you can interrupt, because certain places in the davening, in the prayer, you're not supposed to interrupt. But if you're in a place that you're allowed to interrupt, avalimu osuk b'mokum shein rashoy lifsik. But if you are occupied now, you're busy because you're in a place that you're not allowed to interrupt. Keep going. As for example, Mibaruch Shomer ve'elach, starting from Baruch Shomer and on, where you can interrupt. Lo yifsek, he should not interrupt. Ela yomer hateves shu'omer b'shosh hatzibur omrim pasuk rishon b'nigun hatzibur. He says you should say the words that you are saying when the community is saying the first verse. B'nigun hatzibur, use the tune that they sing. If they say Shema Yisrael, so even though you're somewhere else, just sing along with that, use those words you're doing, but use the tune that they're doing, so it would appear, She'enira ki'ilu kaidimah. Then it would appear as if you're reading along with everybody else. So you shouldn't seem to be abstaining, standing out, while everybody is doing one thing, and you're doing your own thing. The yesh emrim, and there's even those that say, the mafsik afilu be'emtzu birchas kriya shema. Even if you're in the middle of the blessings of the Shema, you should interrupt. The kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim min Hatzibur, to accept upon yourself the heavenly yoke together of the kingdom of the heavenly yoke with the community. So that opinion says that even if you're in the blessings of the Shema and the community saying Shema Yisrael, you should join in with that Shema Yisrael. But yesh emrim, and there's others that say the b'psuke de zimra yesh lahafsik, that if you're in the verses of song after Baruch Shomer, you should interrupt. But in the blessings that precede Shema, don't interrupt at all for the first verse of Shema. But you should say it, those words with the song, as the community saying the Shema. So, which basically means here, we have three opinions whether you're allowed to, two Jews, three opinions. But in this Siv, we have three opinions, whether you're allowed to interrupt to say the Shema Yisrael. First opinion says don't interrupt anywhere, where you're not allowed to interrupt. Second opinion says you're allowed to even interrupt in the blessings of Shema. And the other opinion says you can interrupt by Psukha de Zimra, but not by the Bircha Shema. So what is the ruling? What do we do? He says, is Kisvara Hagimel. It's like the third opinion. Then what? The Bipsuka de Zimra Yesh Lahafsik. That in the verses of song, you should interrupt. But Ube'emtza HaBracha Shel Krishma Ein Lahafsik. But in the middle of the blessing of Shema, you should not interrupt. Elo Yoimar HaTevez B'Nigun HaTzibur. But rather should say the words by using the tune of the Tzibur Shema, but you keep on doing your words, don't say the Shema Yisrael. Uma the mafsik bibrach is the krishma likre pasuk rishon atzibur, and one who does interrupt, even though he's in the middle of the blessings of the Shema, because he wants to read the first pasuk with the community, he says roi ligar boy, he's worthy that you should yell at him that he shouldn't do it. You should tell him to stop. I mean, that's the way of saying the halacha. That's wrong, because you shouldn't be ruling the other way. You should not be answering in the middle. Yeah?
Should we cover the hand, the eyes?
That would be another way. It doesn't say here, but that would be another way of showing that you're with the community, when you, especially when you can't interrupt. So when you can't interrupt, when you're doing the song, you can also do the physical motion by putting your hands over your eyes, and then you would appear like you're doing the Shema Yisrael, even though you're not doing it. Okay, one final, the final subsection over here, section 3. Kara Kriya Shema. What happens if you read the Shema and V'nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, and you go into the synagogue, U'motza Tzibur Shekoyrim Kriya Shema, and then you see that the community is reading Shema. So before we were talking about that he needs to say the first verse with them. If they're doing the Shema, he should say the first verse with them. But here it's saying, Toiv Shikramam Kol Kriya Shema. It's best to do the whole Shema with them. Not just the first verse, just do the whole Shema with them. Which means the three paragraphs. And V'yikabel Schar Kikoyle Batoyle. And you will get reward as one who reads the Torah, because you're still reading verses in the Torah. You're not going to get reward for reading the Shema because you already read the Shema. You already fulfilled your obligation. But now you're going to get the reward for reading in the Torah. Your obligation is only the first verse, that you're obligated. But he's telling you that you're better off to do it. Commission is better. Explained before, the obligation is the first verse. But to do it better, he says, if you're going to read the entire three sections, that's going to be better. You're going to get a reward for reading the Torah. You're joining in with the community. And I guess the prevalent, I have to look up, it's not as prevalent as he says here, the Tehillah LeDavid. I haven't seen that done. I mean, it's not as mandatory, but he does bring down, Hu Adinim Hu Beis HaKnesses Ve'em Divitach, what in Sharp Dosh would have been Tehillah LeDavid, Shekein Derech Eretz. But I don't know that we do that. In other words, if the Chazan is doing Tehillah LeDavid for people to say along the Tehillah LeDavid, I haven't seen that practice in practical. I mean, I have to research this a little bit more. Why it's actually not done. You know, Kedusha, anything that the community says, you should participate. Doesn't matter. Like if you walk into the shul and you're saying Kaddish, you should say Amen. You should say Kaddish Kaddish. You should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You should join in whatever the community is saying. But this Tehillah LeDavid prayer, which would be the beginning of the Ashrei, I haven't seen that practice. But in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't make any exceptions. I don't see any exceptions. But I haven't seen that done. So if somebody comes in and the Shliach Tzibur starts doing Tehillah LeDavid to start saying that, I haven't seen it. I got to do a little more research on that.